This is JIS News. Coming up, government awards over 3,000 contracts for 2013-2014 fiscal year, major renewable energy projects planned for 2015, and 50 youngsters receive event management training for upcoming JCDC festival events. The news in detail after this message.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. A total of 3,062 contracts valued at approximately $50.5 billion were awarded by government during the 2013-2014 fiscal year for the provision of a range of services for ministries, departments, and agencies. Of this number, over 2,500 were for the provision of general services, 339 for consultancy services, 105 for security services, and 81 for janitorial services. This was disclosed by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Horace Dali, during his recent sectoral debate presentation in the House of Representatives. Minister Dali says public procurement remains a high-priority area of focus for the government, and a number of initiatives are being implemented to improve the procurement regime.
There will be the electronic government procurement. The revision of the public procurement handbook has been done. We have established a weekly public procurement page in the national newspapers.
Public procurement has a significant impact on the economy, accounting for 30% of gross domestic product GDP. Energy Minister Philip Polwell says Jamaica will become one of the leading producers of renewable energy in the region by mid-2015. Mr. Polwell says by next year, the country will begin generating an additional 80.6 megawatts of renewable energy that will be channeled into the national grid. Two wind projects will offer a total of 58 megawatts, with another 20 megawatts to come from solar energy. The remaining 2.6 megawatts will be generated through net billing.
In total, these additional 80.6 megawatts generated from renewable sources will avoid the importation of over a million barrels of oil annually and save Jamaica $108 million US dollars.
Minister Polwell was speaking in Parliament recently. 65 contractors have been invited to submit applications to the National Contracts Commission, NCC, for registration. They were among 84 contractors whose registration was denied by the NCC on the grounds that they were being investigated by the fraud squad. Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Finance, Horace Dali, says the fraud squad has indicated that it has no further interest in the 65 contractors. Mr. Dali says the matter was resolved after several consultations with the relevant agencies.
Our local contractors play a very important role in executing government projects while providing jobs for our people. That is one of the reasons that has led this administration to begin the review of the contract registration process within the context of the new public procurement regime.
The minister was addressing Parliament recently. And the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, in collaboration with the National Youth Service, has trained 50 young persons in events management to assist with coordination of Festival 2014 events. Executive Director of the JCDC, Delroy Gordon, says the six-month initiative started in April with a one-week residential training. The youth, aged 15 to 24 years, have been placed in JCDC offices across the island and will also assist in the coordination of several other events at the parish level.
A large number of them are at the head office and they are trained in events management, and so they are lending support, and they have been lending support to all our programs throughout the island, and they will continue to be with us.
Mr. Gordon was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday on activities for Jamaica Festival 2014. This year's theme is This is Jamaica, My Jamaica. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.